Time Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. And as he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large gathering from the town was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he went up and touched the stretcher, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. But fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen amongst us, and God has visited his people." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. There's quite a few people standing in the back. I think that there's still quite a few empty places in the pews. If you could try to just make a little bit of room in the pews so the people in the back of the church can sit down. And as he drew near the gate of the town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Some of our Lord's greatest miracles, some of his truly the most beautiful things that our Lord has done in the Gospels are at funerals. You think of course, Lazarus and the daughter of the ruler, Jairus. When he went to the home of Jairus, remember, the people were saying, "Your daughter is dead." And Jesus said, "She's not dead, she is only sleeping." And they laughed him to scorn, and he had everyone put out. And then he went in and he raised her up just by taking her by the hand, and he raised her back to life. And of course, then you have today's gospel as well. And it shows that our Lord has great compassion on those who are mourning. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Our Lord is very near to us at times of funerals and the loss of our loved ones. You see that in today's gospel, the compassion he has on a soul that is suffering. This poor woman had already lost her husband, and now her only son had also died. And this is the same at many funerals that you may have attended in your life, that there's a lot of grieving, especially when somebody who is very young dies. And the parents almost have no consolation. But I wanted to point out to you that it's at those times that our Lord is actually nearer to us than ever before. He has the greatest compassion on those who are suffering, on those who are mourning. And he will, as he does in today's gospel, he will draw near to you. Remember that death for us is not an end. All of us have to die, but it is the beginning of a new and better life for us. For all those who have faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, death is only an entrance into his kingdom. All those who live and believe in me, he said, will never die. Let those words sink into your mind. He said that to his loved ones at Lazarus's funeral. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Dost thou believe this? And all of you would say, "Well, yes, I believe it," but we don't live as if we believe it. We all are somewhat afraid, I'm sure, and we don't have that trust, that confidence. And so when somebody that we love is very ill, we're afraid of losing them. But I want to point out to you that God loves those souls even more than you do. And he knows what's best. And if it is time for them to depart, we should not fear at all. That is, if they are prepared, we should always make sure that our loved ones are prepared for death by making sure that we bring in the priests of the church to hear their confession, to anoint them, to give them viaticum. If they receive the sacraments like that, you have nothing to fear. Our Lord is with them. And He will conduct them to eternal life. We all have to pass that way. Death is the only thing we can never escape. And so, rather than fear death, let us consider death as a means by which we will increase our devotion, our faith, our love for God. That is, when a loved one dies, our Lord is very close to us at times of funerals. And I want you always to remember that, and to remember that He knows what's best. And you see in today's gospel, He draws near to this woman. She must have reminded Him of His own mother. Consider that His own mother was a widow, and Jesus knew how much she would be suffering when her only son died on the cross. And so the fathers of the church say that in view of Our Lady's merits and in view of her sufferings, He worked this tremendous miracle. He has moved to compassion, thinking of His Blessed Mother, but also because of the love that He has for these good souls that are mourning the death of this young man. And so he comes up to the bearers, and He touches the stretcher, and He says, he lets them know that they are to stop. And then you see, by just one short sentence, He raises this young man back to life. And I think there's a great lesson in there for us, because it's reminding us that we should never fear. We should never mourn like those who have no hope, as says St. Paul. Our Lord, by one word, can do anything. And so you should always have this great trust and this confidence in Him, no matter what happens. Because if somebody or we ourselves become very ill, our Lord can by one word raise us back to complete health. And if that is not His will, if His will is that we should die, you know that the only reason for that is that He might bring you to eternal life. But really, we have nothing to fear. It's one or the other. His love for your soul is such that it's only desire to either draw you closer to Him or to bring you to eternal life. So remember, my dear friends, that in all of our sufferings, and especially when we lose a loved one or when we ourselves take sick, to recall to your mind that death is not an end. It is simply a change. And it is that time in our life where our Lord is asking us to have a greater confidence in Him, that He knows what's best. Everyone who lives and believes in Me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? I am sure that if we really did believe it, if we really did understand it, all of us would live differently. We would not fear so much. We would not fear death. We would always look upon with joy the things that we have in this life, and we would be thankful to God for everything He has given us. I mean, we would never fear when things don't work for us, because we just know that I cannot die. Nothing can really happen to me if I live and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this gospel is a great lesson for us, a great reminder that we should be resigned to the will of God in all things. And by prayer, and by good works, we can lay up for ourselves a tremendous treasure in heaven. And we can do much good to help also those who have passed on before us and are suffering in purgatory. Resignation to the will of God. That is really the lesson of today's gospel, if you think about it, is resignation, because no matter what happens, the Lord is looking after us. He is taking care of us. And so we should never fear, no matter what happens, whether it's illness or death, or as we're going through now in the parish, two of our priests are leaving, we should always remember that God knows what's best, and He will always be near to us. He will always take care of us. And so read today's gospel, meditate on it, take great consolation in today's gospel. Our Lord is near, and all He has to do is say one word, and He will lift us up, either back to health here on earth, or out of sin. By one word, He will take away our sins, or by one word, He will bring us to eternal life. Let us then have greater trust and confidence and resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.